Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got for you a very special Entitled Parents video. If you're a dog lover, you're not going to want to miss this episode because all three stories in today's video are all about dogs. My dad's side of the family are mad because I named my dog a human name. Okay, wow, I haven't even had my puppy for that long and I'm already getting so many problems from people about her. Hi Reddit, I need to vent. I got a puppy not even a week ago. I was expecting backlash from my dad's side of the family, considering they don't like animals. The typical, how can I manage? Why a dog? Is she a vicious breed? Typical nosy questions. Today though, my aunt messaged me literally yelling in all caps, and I quote, now guys, this has all been copied and pasted. How dare you take away my daughter's future child's name? What do you mean? I'm not having a child, and I didn't tell anyone what the name would be even if I was. You named a dog a human's name. Okay, yeah, most of my animals have human names. You stole my daughter's future baby's name. What? I don't even know what that name would be. Addie, my daughter was telling me how much she loves the name. Okay, yeah, well, Addie is a cute name. You stole it and used it for a dog. I didn't steal anything. It's a free country to name a human or animal whatever you want. Change the name. No. And how did you even find out I had another dog? Social media. I've basically been limiting my social media. I'm not even following a lot of my family members because of this drama since. Okay, I'm done with this. My dog, my name choice. I blocked my aunt. Jeez, what a conversation. Oh my god, and this is what Addie looks like. Holy, that is one of the cutest dogs I've ever seen. Let me just click through some of these. Oh my god, the second... These photos are amazing. Let's have a look at the third one. Even better. The fourth one. Oh my days. That is up there for me as one of the cutest dogs I've ever seen. I'm speechless. Wow. Guys, for those of you listening on podcast platforms, I'm sorry you can't see this dog right now. Head over to my YouTube channel to check it out. But oh my god, it's up there with the cutest dog I've ever seen in my life. And if you are watching on YouTube right now and you didn't know that I do also upload my videos onto podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, etc., well, I'm telling you, I do also upload my videos onto Spotify, Apple, etc. Link to that is down below and in the pinned comments. But my god, what a lovely dog. Lady calls my dog diseased and demands we be removed from the vets. This happened a couple of hours ago, and I'm still reeling from the audacity of this woman. I have a dog, Mac. He's a little dog with a bit of a weight problem. He's probably the least intimidating dog in existence. Lately, he's been licking his paws a lot, and they've started to look raw and irritated. So we decided to take a trip to the vets. Another thing about Mac is that he's still working on socializing. He's fine with larger dogs, but smaller dogs he can get a bit overexcited. We walk into the vet and there's another woman with some sort of small dog. She's got the Karen haircut and the dog would not look out of place in a purse. Mac gets excited because yay, new friends. He barks at Purse Dog and Purse Dog growls back. Karen takes one look at Mac and hugs Purse Dog closer to her. Get your dog away from me, she says. Sorry, Mom, he's very friendly. He just gets excited. That's no excuse. If he can't interact with other dogs, he shouldn't be here. Well, he's just saying hello, but I can take him to the other side of the room if you want. Just get that diseased mutt away from me. I walk Mac over to the other end of the waiting room and wait for the receptionist to call my name. Karen and Purse Dog have gone to complain to the receptionist. The receptionist comes over to me. Hey, quick question. Your dog is fully vaccinated, right? I show her his vaccination tags. They're all there. Okay, cool. The woman over there was saying he had rabies. Sorry to bother you. So we have our appointment. Mac just has some allergies. We get some pills and cream for it. It doesn't take long. When we get back, Karen's still there and is still complaining to the receptionist that Mac is rabid and dangerous. We leave and I give Karen a big smile. You see how this Karen just from out of the blue completely assumed with no real knowledge that your dog didn't have the vaccines? Well, I'm going to do the same with the Karen. I don't think there's any chance that she has had the vaccine either. To be honest, if anything, it sounds like Karen's the one who probably has rabies. But we're going to leave it at that and let's move on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right then, and now moving on to our final story of today's video. Guys, if you have stuck around for this one, then let me just tell you, you're in for a treat, I guess. More of a shock, I suppose. Look at the title of this. Just look at it for a second. What is that for a title? You can't treat your dog like an N-word just because she's black. Wow, here we go. I have a service dog because I have seizures. Now, if you don't live in the US, you probably don't know. Fully trained by a school, service dogs cost nearly $20,000, and they aren't even covered a little bit by insurance. There is the option to train your own dog, but it takes longer and requires more patience. But when you're disabled and get $798 a month and you aren't allowed to work, it is the best option. I spent $2,000 on my dog. She's an all-black Newfoundland dog. She was just turning 8 months old when the local trainer I was working with said it was time to start introducing her to the public part of her job. I made the mistake of choosing Walmart for that first trip. Her commands at this time were Rowena, focus, with me, and ignore, for obvious reasons. The first 10 minutes, she was doing well. Two teenage girls entered the same aisle we were on, and they attempted to pet her, which is something you don't do. I stepped in the way because 8-month-old puppy is still working on this part of her training. So I say, Rowena, ignore. One of the entitled teens, they were both about 15 years old, said, let her pet the dog. I'm sorry, she's a training service dog. You aren't allowed to pet her because she can miss alerting me and I could get hurt. Only blind people use service dogs. You're not blind. Actually, people with all kinds of disabilities can use service dogs. She alerts me for seizures. We have to keep walking now. She's in the middle of training. I have Rowena switch sides and we keep going. About 4 minutes later, I see both the entitled teens come to the same aisle about 10 feet behind me. The first teen whispers, Rowena. The second giggles, Rowena, come. Rowena, ignore, with me, I say. And I walk to a different aisle and keep shopping. They round the corner of that aisle as well. Puppy, I have some treats. Come here. You want to come home with us? I'm annoyed at this point and I turn around. Please stop. Look, if you keep doing this and she doesn't alert me, I could get hurt. I then take Rowena out of that aisle and we go to the other side of the store for non-food items. 5 minutes later, I hear from the main aisle rather loudly, Rowena, come here. Where are you, Rowena? They find the aisle I'm on and laugh. There you are, Rowena. Please stop following me and messing with my service animal. I go to leave the aisle and encounter the entitled mum of these two teenagers the way that I was leaving. Now I'm boxed in, so I put Rowena in a downstay behind me against the shelf. Excuse me, who do you think you are? Said the entitled mum. Mum, she won't let me pet the dog. Yeah, we just want to pet her. How dare you? Puppies need to be loved on and pet. You're just abusing her. At this point, I tried to explain the same thing to the entitled mum. I'm sorry. As I explained to the girls, she is my service dog. She's in training right now and cannot be pet. What? So you don't pet her and you're forcing her to be your slave? No, come on. She gets lots of love and attention when she's not working. Service dogs actually love to work. You don't deserve that puppy. Just because she's black doesn't mean you can treat her like an N-word. Oh my days. Is that the most insane sentence I've ever read out on my channel? Comment down below. Me, surprise Pikachu face. What? The entitled mum then starts shouting, help, help, manager, security. Rowena breaks her downstate to alert me. I slowly slide down to the floor and brace myself, thinking I'm going to have a seizure and freaking out that these people are going to steal my dog while I'm seizing. Enter the manager of the store, some security, and an amazing employee. The manager says, is everything okay? An employee, seeing me on the floor next to my service dog, says, oh, thank you for getting our attention. Miss, do you need us to call an ambulance? The entitled mum says to security, she stole my daughter's service dog. But OP is wearing a medical alert bracelet, and the dog's vest says seizure alert, says the employee. Mom, tell us the truth, says the manager.
Okay, fine. Well, she's abusing that dog. She won't let my daughter's pet it, and she's forcing it to work for her.
I don't need an ambulance, I say. But they, pointing at the entitled teenagers, have been following me through the store for nearly 30 minutes, calling my dog, trying to get her away from me. I told them multiple times to leave me alone.
Yeah, we're gonna have to ask you to leave.
What? I'm not going anywhere without that dog.
Then the security finally steps up.
If you don't leave, I will call the police.
So the entitled mum and her entitled teenage daughters leave in a huff. I don't have a seizure, but now I know my dog alerts to panic attacks too. Thank you, I say to the staff. I really thought they were going to steal my dog. The amazing employee helps me to the front and checks me out. Now guys, you'd think this would be the end, right? But no, it's never the end with entitled people. The amazing employee decides to walk me to my car. I'm pushing my cart and I don't realize that Rowena's leash isn't around my wrist. It's just in my hand. We are just outside the doors of my car when I hear all three entitled people.
Rowena, come here.
Come on, Rowena. And before I can say anything, my dog pulls the leash out of my hands and runs from the door into the parking lot. A woman in a truck slams on her brakes because she hears me scream, and the amazing employee takes off, managing to pick up Rowena before the entitled mum can grab her leash. The entitled family get in their car that stopped in the middle of the lane and speed off. I get to my car, the very first car outside the doors because handicap parking, and take Rowena from the amazing employee. I get everything in my car, lock the doors, and call my mum. Ness, she says. Walmart, I say. Security comes out and waits for her to get there. My house is only 1 mile away, and at the time, my doctor said I was allowed to drive within 5 miles of home. My mother shows up and she drives me back. I tell my mum everything that happened, and we make a plan that next time she's gonna come with me, and never to that Walmart. There wasn't actually a next time because lockdown happened 2 weeks later. Moral of the story, don't distract service dogs. And again, guys, we have some more dog tags from OP. This time, 6 photos. I've been looking at this. Didn't even notice the cat. Wow, a dog and a cat. Incredible. Photo number 2, lovely little doggo. Photo number 3, ooh, a little close-up of its schnozzer. Lovely scenes. 4, a tired-looking service dog, probably after a hard day's work. Number 5, playful doggo, looking chilled. And number 6, Jesus, the size comparison between the dog and the cat is nothing short of unbelievable. What a lovely pair of animals. And there we go, guys. That is going to be the end of this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. As I said during the video, if you're watching on YouTube right now, like the majority of you are, and you didn't know that I also upload these videos onto podcast platforms, then go and check them out. And likewise, if you are listening to this right now rather than watching it and you haven't been able to see the photos of all the dogs that I've shown throughout this episode, then head on over to YouTube, type in Redditor, and check them out there. Good one. All right. See you all tomorrow with a brand new episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.